个强烈的愿望，就是实现欧洲的复兴。之前我们当年英国法国称霸世界的时候，那时候还没有美国。
Chinese language lessons may become compulsory in British schools, according to a new report on educational reform published by the UK government on Wednesday. The idea has been received with mixed reactions, with some lamenting the move away from more traditional European languages, and those who see the move as a progressive leap forward into a multipolar world. According to Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister, the switch to Chinese is both recognition of the changing structures of business in a globalised world and an acknowledgement of China's increasing economic importance. According to the China Daily, there are around 40 million people around the world studying Chinese as a foreign language. With more and more study programmes opening in China itself and around the world, I spoke with students at Beijing's Foreign Studies University to find out why they chose to study the language of the world's most populous country and second largest economy. So, why did you decide to study Chinese?
Well, of course, I wanted to work with Chinese people, and I think it's good if you can speak and just communicate with the people directly and not using a dolmetscher instead.
Because I'm interested in foreign languages, and because I wanted to learn a very distant language, which is not at all similar to the Western European languages.
I decided to study Chinese because China's development, because it's like the second or the first more speak language in the world.
Spoken Chinese has a reputation for not being the easiest language to learn. I asked one student what she felt was the most difficult aspect.
Okay, my name is Melissa, and I come from Peru. Yes, the first thing that they have to learn is the phonetics, the four accents. The four accents are very important, and the pinyin is more important than writing to speak.
Also, with literally thousands of characters in the written language, did they have any advice for potential learners?
My name is Jan Philipp, and I'm from Germany. I think there are two aspects that are most difficult. The one is learning the Chinese characters and remembering Chinese characters, and the other one, which is even more difficult, I think, is the pronunciation and pronouncing the tones correctly. I think this is the most difficult thing.
What's the single most important piece of advice for somebody who wants to study Chinese?
Well, look for a Chinese friend and speak to him and see that what you learn in the textbooks is really applicable, and that you can speak with people in Chinese. And yeah, in this context, you can see your progress most clearly, I think, and this is really a motivating thing.
And what do you hope to do with your Chinese when you finish?
I'd like to work in. I don't know yet where I want to work, but I want to work in a place where European people and Chinese people work together, be it in a big enterprise, or be it in an international organization, or in a cultural exchange program or something. This is not yet decided, but it should have something to do with communication, with international, intercultural exchange.
So with China playing an increasingly important role in world affairs, perhaps it is time for our youngsters to say ni hao to